Dr. Darren Christensen and other researchers who study problem gambling know the signs, but how many members of the public, especially families of those people who are problem gamblers, catch on to the process by which a person shifts from buying an occasional lottery ticket to some of the more complex problems associated with gambling addiction? Not surprisingly, few people are fully aware of the problem until it's almost too late. There's not just one identifiable trait that you can pin on a board and say you are likely to become a problem gambler. There are many other routes people can take to having this problem become a significant factor in their lives. At the heart of all gambling research is the underlying challenge of trying to stop problem gamblers before the issue becomes a huge challenge to themselves, their families, their friends, co-workers, and society in general.
What people don't understand about addictive behaviors, and in this case gambling, is that gambling is not often about gambling. Gambling to escape or gambling to relax and stop thinking about the stresses of life are early warning signs, according to my research. Others are chasing gambling losses or lying about your gambling. Not gambling ramps up classic withdrawal symptoms. Tolerance and withdrawal are the classic symptoms for substance abuse. Two criteria that would be red flags are restlessness or irritability when a gambler is not gambling. And if they feel the need to increase their gambling at a higher frequency and with more money, these two criteria are often key indications that gambling is now a problem. At the highest severity, when somebody says, "You've stolen my wallet, TV, car, house to pay for your gambling," if someone is needing to be bailed out from their gambling debts, or if they are stealing money to pay for gambling, then you've got serious trouble. This is the high end of the scale, where gamblers often lose their significant relationships. When other people start saying, "You've stolen money from other people, from me, our accounts, why do I have to pay your rent?" These are clear signs of a serious gambling problem.